To share a few moments in reflection with you on the history and true significance of the video disc program. Had our marketing objectives been different, for example, a high-performance broadcast playback device, our system's choices would have been completely different.
Close to Abby one day. He said, "Come on, Abby, let's sing and play." But Abby said, no, I can't play with you. There's too much work that I have to do. Gary played his banjo and began to sing. Abby works too hard, she's a silly thing. Abby worked hard from dawn till dark, while Gary danced on, happy as a lark. But after the summer, when the winter winds came, Gary was freezing, too cold to play games. He had no food, he was hungry and sad. He thought about Abby, and then he was glad. Gary remembered all of Abby's good food. He went to her house in a much better mood. When Abby opened the door, Gary said with a sneeze, "I sure let me come in. I'm about to freeze." Abby shook her head. "Now see what you've done. You would not work in the summer sun. That's why you're hungry and cold tonight. But I'll be kind and give you a bite." So Abby helped Gary through the long winter time, and when the spring came, they both felt fine. Now they work real hard through the long summer days, and sometimes they both stop to sing and play. So remember this story about the insects' work. When the weather is hot, they do not shirk. They work in the summer to survive in the cold, when the snow lies deep and the north wind blows.
Thank you. message, one of many greetings from Earth, is that there is a remote chance, sometime within the next 1.2 billion years, the expected lifetime of the spacecraft, that some other spacefaring civilization may find this bottle tossed into the cosmic ocean and decode its message from Earth. That idea stops my heart. The songs of whales, so long confined within the vaults of the sea, have in the span of just 20 years burst through its surface, flowed over the land, conquered the hearts of their age-old enemy, man, and are now bound on a 1.2 billion year journey that will spread them throughout the galaxy.
I thought you'd gone.
Catch anything?
No, I just started. Always do though out here.
How are you feeling?
Okay. My stomach was a bit upset last night, but I got some Alka-Seltzer from the drugstore. I must have swallowed some salt water.
What's it like in town?
Everybody's dead, I guess. My folks are. I didn't look much after I saw a few. Hey, I got a case of good beer if you want me.
No, thanks.
Captain, how long is it before I feel anything?
A few days. A week. There's no rule.
Well, the weather's okay if the wind had died down a little. Captain, I didn't mean any disrespect or anything yesterday. I want you to understand that, but I'd rather be home here to have it than in Australia. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Is there anything you want before we go?
I'm okay.
We won't be coming back.
I know.
You'll get pretty sick. Have you got anything to take?
I got 200 drugstores to choose from. Good luck.
Okay. Take it easy. Watch the suck of the props now.
Thank you. There once was a boy named Pierre, who only would say, I don't care, I don't care.
I don't care.
Thank you.
sincero, dijo Martí, ¿de dónde crece la palma? Y antes de morirme quiero cantar mis versos del alma.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como en enero para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Thank you. Baby, so don't say it. Surface and have left the ship. We are lost in mist. Gradually, we feel as if we are suspended in the air. It is like a pleasant dream in which we are lying upon a cloud that bends and folds, conforming to our body, holding it securely, but so softly and gently that we cannot feel the structure of that which embraces.
Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thine kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up on thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy servants.
Pig frog is much lower in pitch than that of the leopard frog, Granapipiens.
And the Lord spake to Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand upon thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt.
This, in turn, is lower than the voice of the pickerel frog, Ranapalestris, with a totally different sort of call.
Stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take the frogs away from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord."
And after the rains, when you have big areas of temporary water, fresh water, the males will gather around the ponds and they'll call. And the call, of course, attracts the female. And it goes something like this.
We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we're back. And it sounds like they just started playing the SNS new marketing song. And they're doing the march. They're doing the march just as I choreographed last week. And things seem to be going a little more smoothly now. I'm going to put the mics here so you can hear me a little better. I hope you can hear me a little better. Okay, and they did the three-position SNS salute there for us. And there's a little tip of the scarf towards the window here. So they know who their true leader is. And we're up here waving back. And no one seems to be cracking a smile, but that's all an indication as to the seriousness of the changeover of power here. And I should keep it down so as not to alert the authorities about my, I should just keep it down in any case. Okay, now they're playing the theme song, part two, and they're unveiling the portraits of the little S and the big S. That's number one and number two. And there goes number one, and there goes number two. Now, these portraits were hand-painted by a very famous local artist. His name is Hu Xiudong, and they're quite lifelike. They're done in oils, and they're approximately 10 meters in length, 6 meters across. And it's quite an honor to have such a well-respected local artist to have done these for us at little charge, other than to receive the first of the two Shirley and Spinoza CDs and a t-shirt in return. And of course, the honor of being able to contribute to something so monumental and so pivotal at this point in our history. Now, of course, all the folks on the street seem to be paying a deaf ear to everything that's going on outside. The baker outside and the shish kebab maker have both turned up their fuels, so I'm now being confronted with more of a veil of smoke than the actual scene from down below. But that's okay, that'll clear. Okay, and they're all standing there admiring the two portraits in awe. This is S from SNS continuing to report from the changeover of power here across the Middle Kingdom. Okay, now everyone's seated. Everyone's getting into position so that our representative can read the manifesto and instructions for good citizenship. And I'm going to back away from the window now so as to avoid any stone throwing. That might occur, and just playing it safe here.
Wages, but there's nothing anybody can do about a group of people who want 20.
Scratch the record! Scratch the record! Scratch the record!
Now, moment of reflection.
Give us this day, this night, the weekends, morning drive.
When the boom is in the first quarter and advertisers are lined with the veils, then music will guide the demographics. And ratings will steer the sails.
This is the dawning of the age of the mini dress, over 30 and topless, gregarious, hilarious. FCC. Renew us, oh hear us.
time telephone conversation radio is a hang-up.
Boycott the Wichita lineman.
Down with receivers.
Make sales, not love.
We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Definitely not top 40.
Modern.
Let me repeat
fun,
that.
Standard.
Temporary music.
Definitely not
personality
top 40.
And personality
nights,
programming.
But contemporary.
Personality and conversation.
Since WNBC is not...
You want to try that again, Mr. Bear?
Since WNBC is...
Mr. Bear, I didn't seem to get your piano.
Since WNBC is not a top 40 station, and I don't rely solely on trade surveys, compiling our music playlist involves a knowledge of what's current, plus an awareness of what music our audience wants to listen to, and, of course, a good ear.
It could well be that Peter, Paul, and Mary are capable of delivering a newscast in a more melodic manner, but remember... they're a trio. All of us at WNBC believe that music programming during the day will bring a little rhythm into the home.
You should have thought of that sooner.
It's about time.
8 minutes after 7 a.m.
We're doing time.
It's 5 p.m. in New York.
24 hours a day, we're making time.
What time would you like it to be?
I mean, if I told you it was 10:15 p.m., my statement would be totally predictable.
Uh-huh.
But if I told you it was 7:30 in the morning, that would be controversial. Especially if I made that statement at 10 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
Do you always pull at your earlobe when someone talks to you?
The NBC radio division regrets that we have contemporarily lost our picture.
Of course, Mr. Hayes, while it's perfectly natural for you to wish to assume an identity as a music personality, I don't think that personality should be Barbara Streisand.
Dr. Joyce Brothers does not make house calls.
The WNB Scene. Surrounded every day with 4 hours of famous recording names like the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel, I sometimes worry that I might lose my identity, or even worse, my spontaneity.
I still say that someone deliberately misspelled my peace sign.
You're always so articulate, Mr. Neville. I'd love to hear you say something ad libido sometime.
I think you should know that this is not a telephone conversation show. And I don't take phone requests, but if you'd like to describe the fire on a postcard...
WNBC, New York.
This has been a test. In the preceding presentation, the part of WNBC Radio was played by Color Corporation.
Thank you.
Saturday, May 21st, and it's about 2:17 p.m. And I'm standing by the window with the window closed, and we'll see what this sounds like.
Then someone suggested an orgy.
And then I think I'll open the window and see what it sounds like.
After the orgy.
Yep, they're really singing, but it's not at its full pitch like it will be in a week or so. Okay, that's it for now.
But we climb over it, and there's this big factory with all these windows in it, right? And so I'm standing on the loading dock with him, and then he jumps back over the electric fence, you know, leaps over it. It's 23 feet tall, you know, he just leaps right over it. And so here I am on this loading dock between this building and this electrical fence, and he gets on this platform. You know, this is an alien guy, right? He looks just like a tall blonde surfer, but he's really an alien, right? So he raises this wand up in his hand, and he points it toward the electrical fence, and all of a sudden, it's crackling with electricity and light. And then he starts this inflamed speech about how the aliens are not going to take it anymore, you know, and the people they've had it, you know, the aliens have had it with humans. They are not going to tolerate it any longer. And he points the wand toward the buildings, the windows of the building, and suddenly they explode into flame and spark. And there's sparks showering down on the street, you know. And he continues the speech and keeps pointing the damn wand at the windows, and they keep exploding into flame, and sparks are flying down on the ground. And I'm thinking, boy, howdy, have I ever been double-crossed this time? You know, here I am between an electric fence and a burning building on a loading dock, and I'm fucked, you know. I just, you know, he's really, oh, I'm sorry. He's really messed me over, you know.
Well, you know, the folks out there, they can't see anything, so we're just trying to describe what's happening.
A little pink fake fur top that I made. It's a little corset sort of thing here.
You made this yourself?
I made it myself, all by myself. Yeah, and then it's got little yarn flowers on the little straps here, and then I've got a... I found this hoop skirt thing on the internet for $25, and then I made this pillowcase thing out of a blue flannel with ducks on it, and it kind of goes over that hoop skirt right there.
Are you going to be performing at all this evening?
I will be, actually. Me and Mark Barter are Amoeba, and we will be playing a death metal and house beat, cheesy house beat set. So,
anyway,
watch out for
let's
that.
Listen to this sound.
Okay, well, it's about 6 something in the morning, and I'm just laying down to go to bed because I'm tired and I've been up all night. I have to do a radio show in the morning, so I'm just, you know, taping my voice. If anybody knew that I recorded myself as I go to bed, I'd be absolutely mortified. So let's just keep this between you and me, okay, tape? Night.
God, I cannot believe this. It's like 8:30 in the morning. And there are literally jackhammers going off outside my door. What the hell? Who decided, who signed the paperwork to get the jackhammer guy?
It's time for LOL.
Lunar orbit insertion.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. All your systems are looking good. Going on the plan. We'll see you on the other side. All right. Everything looks okay up here.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm eerie, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, problems, problems go below.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
Westbrook Van Eastbrook reporting. We're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The Army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire. Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him. All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on bandstand. It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
It's only made
And you're tuned in to the Bank of Nausea.
For tuning in on this fine Friday evening. It is, of course, May 15th, 1998, and this is, as you heard, Shirley and Spinoza on 104.1, and of course, we'd like to send our deepest thank yous to all of our listeners out there who took the time to send us bits of music, audio hardware, the like, just as we requested for the past few weeks. The response has been great. Perhaps a little inappropriate, as you can hear in the background. Old number two's back there entertaining himself. But I don't think that's such a bad thing. I feel that if we can boost the morale here in the station, that'll pave the way for some quality programming. And I hope you agree. So, let's see what the high scores are back there in the corner of the room. We're going to head off now to see what number two is doing on the, what is that? Okay, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Seems like number two's a little indisposed at the moment, but we will be both at the controls in full force with full focus. This is the Jumping Worm Show, not to be confused with Worm.